How many are happy today? Congratulations. This is wonderful. God is good all the time, and that is his nature. Turn around, is someone not happy? Maybe you're in the wrong place. Tell him we are here for a wedding. We are here to rejoice. We are here to give thanks to God for a blessed day. I want to give special recognition to our general overseer, to all the pastors and leaders. I want to honor the parents. I want to honor the relatives, the families. I want to honor the friends that are here. I want to honor the church that is here today and everyone that has stood to make this day possible. May God reward you. Today we are here to rejoice together. And we are going to share shortly. My name is Pastor Emmanuel Soma. And also greetings from Abuna Oliver. Congratulations. Let us pray.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you. We praise you, we worship your holy name. Thank you that you are the author of marriage, that on such a day you made it possible for Moga and Winnie to come together as a family. We return the glory to you, O God. We know it is your power that has brought them together and that will sustain them, O God. And we worship you, God. We return all the glory and honor to you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to share something small on building marriages that will last. You know, marriage is like a house. Before you start to build a house, you have to sit down and calculate. You must have a plan of the house. You must have the resources that you need to start. You don't need to have everything, but you need to have a plan for the future. And marriage today is in a lot of crisis. Marriages are suffering. In fact, there are many marriages that have been broken. In the West, data shows 40% of marriages end in divorce. And then if you go for the second marriage, it goes up to 67%. It will break again. If you go for the third marriage, it goes up to 73%. That is to tell you that you will not get better by repeating it. It will become worse because you have not built on the right foundation. Unless you start the foundation of Christ, God has to be the founder of your marriage. In fact, it is God who is supposed to show you who you are to marry. Many people make the mistake by choosing because of their own desires. People are choosing because of social status. Just because the man has money now, you think he will have money forever. Money finishes. Jobs finish. Or maybe you have married the girl because she's very beautiful. Like this. But I want to assure you, she's going to change. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So if you ask skin, there is no single wrinkle. The wrinkles are going to come. Oh, you married her because of the figure. That the figure is number 8. One day it will become number 10. Are you going to stop? No. Marriage must be founded on God. Because Christ is the foundation of every strong marriage. Because he is the one who started the first marriage. Even before, he did not create a church. The first institution that God put on the earth is marriage. And he made a marriage of one man and one woman. Someone will say, oh, there are many women today. That there are few men. No. If God wanted you to have many wives, he would have made Adam with Eve, with Lillian, with Mary. You cannot be more clever than God. God knew that one man, one woman is enough. He knows that the foundation of marriage is by the union of a man and a woman. Adam and Eve.
Adam wa Hawa.
Not Adam and Steve.
Ma Adam, my Stephen.
Because today, even people are confusing marriage. They are bringing men and men. That one is the man, one is the man. And women are again marrying women. But this is not according to the scripture. The problem of 21st century is different. Nowadays there is social media. People are sleeping. Others are inbox. Hi.
Hi.
I love you. I miss you. Send me your picture. You are seated with someone, but they are talking with someone in USA. You think you are married to your wife, but she's already planning for a visa to USA. One day you come home and you find there is no one there. Because of social media. When there is small fight in the house, you see status update. All men are dogs. Ah! You wonder, did you marry a dog? Because people no longer know how to manage things. Everything you run to social media.
So
we know how your home is running. If you ate sukuma, we know you ate sukuma. If you ate meat, we know you ate meat. Every day is video, video, and picture, picture. People are more interested in people outside than the ones they are with in the house. Psalms 127 says, unless the Lord builds the house, those that labor, they labor in vain, those who build it. Unless you allow God to be the foundation of your marriage, that you seek God together as a family, that you depend on God for your provision, that you raise your children according to the fear of God, that marriage will not stand. Because marriage represents the relationship of God and the church. Christ has given us the example that husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. There are men who love other women outside. They love their relatives more than their wives. But God is saying, husbands, love your wife. You see, God will not stop who you will marry. You want to marry brown lady, marry. You want to marry short, marry. But the moment you have married, now he becomes interested. He says, now this one is a covenant. This is your choice. Now love this one. Wives, submit to your own husbands. This is the foundation of God. But the women of today say, no. We are equal. We have gone to Beijing. Can we know our rights? You come here, I bring here. But God says, husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your own husbands. Husbands, be considerate with your wives, so that nothing will stop your prayers. Just because she has been told to submit to you does not mean that now she is a mat you step on. The Bible says, husbands, be considerate with your wives as the weaker partner and their inheritance with you of the gift of life. And the Bible says, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. There are many men who are not progressing because of how they treat their women. Every day is boxing. 26 December, Boxing Day. What date is today? 26 December, Boxing Day. And you expect, and on Sunday, you come with a nice suit. You shake your head. Hallelujah.
Oh!
Hallelujah. Your prayer is not passing
here.
It's the truth. God says, I am the witness of how you have treated the wife of your covenant. God is the witness. God is the one that comes in the middle. Even there are women today who beat their husbands. You know, some men are small. And the women, they have eaten. Eh? So they can just hold the man. There is a man who used to be beaten by his wife. Now for the man to breathe, he
said,
okay. But one day he has nothing. He starts to cry. People come, what is it?
I'm dead already.
God is the witness. God is the witness. Even you, the woman, your prayer will not go anywhere. Some people, they torture their spouse. When the man touches at night like this, you know what I mean? Says, I'm too tired. I have headache. I am fasting. January to December, fasting. I'm on the mountain. You are supposed to be born again. We are supposed to be fasting. What is your problem? They don't understand that God said, do not defraud one another. That means God says, if you defraud your husband and wife, you are a Yahoo boy. You are a fraudster. You are Toronto. Because you are causing your husband and your wife to look outside And God is a witness. So Christ must be the foundation. If you start with Christ and you maintain with Christ and you raise your family according to the principles of Christ, your marriage is going to last. The second area you must is you, the couple. The two of you. You are the, she is the most important person to you. And he is the most important person to you. The women of today, they like being very humble to the pastor, but not their husband. The nice plates in the house, they are only kept for visitors. The men have never seen those plates. Only on the day of invitation, they are surprised. Hey, we have such cups like this. We have such plates like this. That means the visitors are more important than the husband. God says, love your wife, the one you have chosen. I did not choose for you. But now that you have chosen and you have entered into marriage, you must love her. And you know, love is very complex. It's not emotion. Love is action. Action.
Amal.
What do you do that you show that you love them? Because they are men who will say, I love you, I love you. But they don't love you. They speak with their mouth, but their hearts are very far. And there are others who are not patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is gentle. It is caring. It provides. It keeps no record of wrongs. But in the homes nowadays, everything that you did even 10 years ago, it has not been forgotten. Yet love keeps no record of wrongs. You have said today, in sickness and in health, one day one of you will become sick. Will you still be there? Will you still carry her? Will you still help her to the washroom? Or you'll say, this woman is now. I need another one. This is the problem of today. People have forgotten their covenants. You as a couple, the Bible says the man shall leave his father and mother. But some men do not want to leave. Some women do not want to leave. Every 3 days they are going back to their parents' home. Every day, weekend after weekend, they are in funeral. They are in Chama, in the women to Rabita. The other day, they are in function. Every Friday, they are in overnight. Will that marriage stand?
It is the Buragadam say?
No. The first priority must be your home. You must remember it is the two of you that became one. And by God, always aim for agreement. Agreement is not easy, yes. But aim for it. That means there is a time one of you is up. Let someone else come down. You two are different people. You have grown up in different homes. You have your own issues growing up. And now you are entering the same house. You see, there is a man in their home. It was the mother who used to close the door. So when he enters the house, he goes to the bedroom and sleeps immediately. And the lady, in growing up in their home, it was the man who used to close the house. One day they wake up and they realize the door is not locked. Because the girl is expecting the man to close. The man grew up knowing that it is the mother that closes the gate. This is a new home. Parents, Allow them to start their home. I don't know whether we'll call it Madicholi. we combine it, Madicholi. This is a new house. The Bible says a man shall live. It does not say the woman living. He says the man shall live. That means when the man is now ready to start his home, you must now live. And I will advise them, don't look for a big house. Look for one room. So that even when the relatives come, they will say, ah, there is nowhere to stay here. After you have increased, now you can build a big house and you can give the bedroom to the others. Because you need to know this person. I have been married for 10 years and every day I'm learning my wife. It's not easy. Every day they keep changing. The girl you married 10 years ago is not the same today. She's now a woman. She has her ideas. She has her businesses. There's a time you used to cough. And she comes running. But nowadays you can cough. And said, the child, go and drink for Baba water. That woman has changed. Even that man has changed. He's not the same. That time he used to go on musalat. But now God has blessed him. He is now a member of parliament. He is now in the ministry. You have to also respect that things have changed with the man. You will change. And each and every time, you too, you must aim to be strong together. Put your money together. Don't say this is my money and your money alone. The women of today say your money is our money. But my money is my money. And you ask her, what will you do with your money? They say the things of women are many. Women, you know, nowadays women are more empowered. They went to Beijing, they came back stronger. In the school, they are giving girl child education program. So the women have big jobs today. Stand with your husband. If you two stand together, you will go far. The Bible says two cannot walk together unless they agree. Any home that is progressing is because they are built together. Someone will say, ah, it's because the man has a good job. No. There are women who can eat a whole amara. It's true. They will buy 5 clothes every day. They will be changing shoes 5 times. But Winnie,
لكن ويني
be different
كده تكون فريق
build with moga and you will rejoice together at the end.
Moga,
don't hide what you have. Don't say woman should not see my account.
No.
Say this is what I have and this is the plan where we are going, and the two of you will be strong together. The third area you need to be strong in, you will build together, is the community. And these are your relatives. And your first relatives are your children. I am calling your children your relatives. Because they are with you only for 20 years. At best 24. And then you will be calling them to come home. They say, Baba, I'm busy.
Baba, I'm school here.
If you have not learned to love your wife, you think your children are more important than your husband and wife, your children will one day show you their relatives. And they will say, even me, I want to leave. And then now you will realize you have in-laws. Many men are suffering today because of how they treated their wives when they had money. And now they are old. And the women are traveling all over visiting the children. And the men are left alone. Because you see, a woman is a multiplier. If you give her stress, she gives you chaos. If you give her your seed, she gives you a child. If you give her money, she will give you food. The women multiply. So what you see in your wife is what you have given her. You are responsible. Moga, you are responsible. If I see Winnie cry, I will not ask her. I will ask you. If she is beautiful, you are beautiful. If you love her, you love yourself. How you will deal with your relatives, you will need wisdom, because you are still part of a community. You have parents on one side, you have parents on the other side. Not every family is the same. Maybe your father's side, the side of the man, they need a lot of support compared to the side of the wife. You have to sit down as a family and you see how you will support your relatives. How will you raise your children? How will you raise your brothers? Because if they grow up and be strong, they will also preserve you in the future. Don't ignore your family. They are very important, because the marriage starts first in the home before it even comes to the church. Your parents have labored for you. Stand with them and stand with both sides. It might not be the same, but it needs to be equitable. And God will bless your home. If you want your marriages to stand, you must navigate your relationship with Christ. Number two, you have to navigate your relationship as a couple. And number three, you will have to navigate your relationship with the community. If you manage this relationship, your marriage will stand. Because if you are not careful, in-laws can break your marriage. Any small conflict, if you run to expose, Some people will come to break. So you must navigate. Make clear boundaries. If they come to your home, you say, in this house, we don't smoke. You don't bring relatives to teach your children wrong behavior. If you don't manage your community, they will break your home. The friends can break your home. Moga, you are a married man. Now move with married men. Winnie, you are a married woman. Now move with married women. They will tell you, here you have gone wrong. This is how you keep your home. And God is going to bless you. I want to stop here. I believe you have heard. And I pray that God will keep you strong. Maybe I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to welcome the programmer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this family. Thank you for Moga and Winnie, that you have united them to be together. You have strengthened them to be one. It has started with you, and we know by the power of God it shall continue with you. You say, unless you build a house, those that build it labor in vain. Unless you watch over the house, the watchmen watch in vain. I pray for this home. The Lord, you shall build it, that they shall be strong. They shall grow in numbers. They shall be in good health. We cancel every attack of the enemy over their lives. We cancel every work of witchcraft over their lives. We pray for the blessing of God over their home. May they be blessed with money. May they be blessed with land. May they be blessed with children. May they be blessed with homes. May they be blessed in ministry as they serve God together. May their families be blessed. May their parents and their children and their relatives be blessed together with them. Father, we thank you that what you have joined together, let no man put asunder. And may your hand of power be upon this home. We thank you and we bless you for every celebration remaining. May it be ordered of you. And I thank you also for marriages that are here today, those that are going through problems and challenges. I pray for healing today. May you heal marriages. May you heal homes, O God. May those that have not heard the cry of children, may they receive the blessing of children. Even for those that are trusting you for marriage, you say that the lonely shall be kept in marriages. May your blessing be upon this church and on everyone. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.